Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 1, we were talking about the faithfulness of God to always give man a way to escape the judgment that is to come. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Every promise he makes is sure. That's why we read in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Notice who is talking. The Lord. He is Jesus Christ. We say, the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's interesting, you rarely saw the apostles. Matter of fact, you never saw the apostles address him just as Jesus. Only those that were in his lifetime here on earth that addressed him only as Jesus were people that were unsaved or not walking with him. But the apostles referred to him as Christ and Lord and things of that nature. And notice he applies to himself a title that is for God only. There are those out there who say Jesus Christ was good. Some even say he was a God. But here, this passage is talking of Jesus Christ. He that which is, which was, and which is to come. The Almighty. Jesus Christ claiming deity for himself, which he is. And my friend, this one that is deity, this one that made the heavens and the earth, is the same one before whom you will appear one day. Now, my friend, let me just say it like this. There are times to stand, and there are times to flee. There are some things so fearful and deadly that it's just plain foolish to try to face them at all. The only rational course when confronted by those things is to flee. The most obvious of all such things to flee, then, is the wrath of God. For his judgment is terrible and it's eternal. Therefore, his message to all unsaved men and women is the same. To flee the wrath to come. You see, my friend, the scriptures show that when God appoints a time of great judgment, he also prepares a door of deliverance for the minority who will repent and seek him. In Noah's day, it was only 8 people, just Noah's family. And certainly they mocked him. They made fun of him. They said all manner of evil against him. But the day it started to rain, it was Noah and his family that was on the ark, not those people. And they've been in hell ever since. There came a point in which God closed the door to the ark. And my friend, there is a point in which the Lord may close the door to you. We read earlier in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want any human to go to hell. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God prepared hell for the devil and his angels. He didn't want man to go. He would have all the men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 tell us. No, he wants you to be saved. But, as 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 just said, he'd have all men to come to repentance. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come. Jesus said in Matthew 24, it would be as the days of Noah. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, it says, there is a door open that no man can shut, But the day is coming when God will shut the door and no man can open. You see, you die, there's nobody that's going to pray you from hell to heaven. They're not going to pray you from torment to paradise. Not going to happen. The door's shut. Jesus states in John 10 that he is the door. If today were to be that eventful day of the rapture, would you be unprepared? When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. My friend, is that you? Why don't you give your life to Jesus Christ today? You see, you're not prepared to live until you're prepared to die. And you're not prepared to die until you are prepared to meet God. And you're not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Death, my friend, is the king of terrors, Job 18, verse 14 states. And it's a dreadful thing to face the king of terrors without the king of kings. My friend, he wants to save you. What must you do? Did the same thing I did. I had to admit that I'm a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And that includes this preacher. Includes every man walking on the face of this earth. There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned, Romans 3:23 says, and come short of the glory of God. I must admit that I'm a sinner and ask him to forgive me. I must be willing for him to take my sin away, to repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. You're called to turn from depending on yourself, to turn from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ, allowing him to take your sin from you, allowing him by his blood to cleanse you and make you his. So admit you're a sinner, be willing to repent, and believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood for you on the cross and died there for you, and that 3 days later that he physically, bodily, rose from the dead. Because Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Oh, yes, my friend, it's a heart belief. It's allowing him to place his kingdom within you. It's allowing him to save your soul. And believing that he died for you and rose from the dead, and he paid your penalty in full through prayer, invite him into your life. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's a heart commitment to the righteousness of God, allowing him to come in and to be your Lord and God and to make you righteous. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Won't you do that right now? Won't you call upon him to save you? This prayer that I'm going to pray is not a magic formula. Say these words and it does it. No. You must have a heart that wants the Lord to cleanse you and fit you for his kingdom. You must want him to be your Lord and Savior. Now, he'll save you because he says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I just read to you, for whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and he'll do it. And if you're serious about that, would you right now, right where you are, bow your head, praying this prayer that I'm going to pray and meaning it from your heart. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for my sins, and rose up from the dead. I right now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer, and you meant it, you truly meant it, then write us and let us know. As a matter of fact, I want to ask you to do two things. First of all, if you don't belong to a church, look in your yellow pages and find Baptist, Fundamental, Independent. Call the church. Find out they use this good old King James Bible, if it's an English language place where you are. And then tell the pastor you've just asked the Lord to save you, listening to this podcast, and you want to know what the next step is. Secondly, write us and let me send you help for your new life in Christ to help you to get started right in the Christian life. We want to help you, my friend. I hope that you will write us. And let me say, while I'm on that subject, I know that we have over 1,000 downloads every week at Lamp and Light just through the internet. And that doesn't include the people that listen to us and maybe even download us on internet from other radio stations, whether it's Caribbean Lighthouse Radio, whether it's the radio station in Haines City, Florida at 90.3, or whether it's the Fundamental Broadcasting Network or another station. And people listen to them by internet. And you hear it, you receive it, and it's a blessing to you. And we ask that you just merely let us know that you're listening. And some have never written one time. You know, it'd be good at least once a quarter, at least once every 3 months, that when you're getting blessed by this radio station or any radio program that you hear, that you either email or you send a letter and just thank those doing it. I've got men that work on the technical aspects of this broadcast, put many, many hours in, and they do it free. They put their own time and their own money into it. And they're doing it for God, and God's going to bless them and give them eternal reward for it. But, my friend, why don't you be an encouragement for them right now? Be an edifier. And write them, and write us, and let us know you appreciate the Bible teaching and the work of the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. Would you do that? We'd appreciate it very much. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light Radio broadcast. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.